So what was that? Yeah, it was scarier than you think, actually. There's a feed from that. That's a christening of a boat. It's launching. And actually, when it goes in the water, at the back end, everything went wrong, and there's logs flying towards another photographer. So that's a christening, and I wanted to start because sometimes people get confused about baptism and christening, and I'll talk about that in a moment. However, I just wonder if we could stop and pray for a moment. Current news reports is that there are drones and unmanned vehicle missiles traveling from Iran to Israel at the moment, in the air right now. So I'd just like us to stop and for each person to ask for peace, for some way out of this tit for tat, I'll savage you, you savage me. This is the opposite of the love of Jesus. So can I ask you all to stand for a moment? And if you know nothing about prayer, this is a time to mutter to God if you think there is one, and if there isn't, then it's going to no harm to do it. Ask for peace. Ask for some way out. God, and I'm going to turn my mic off, and then we can all do it together. You are God who came to earth to bring peace between us and you and us and each other, and we would long to see more of that. So defang the weapons, give the leaders in authority a kick up the backside, lead them to pathways of peace. Amen. Thanks, have a seat. So that's a christening. Someone breaks a bottle over a boat and they launch it into the waters, and today Lachlan and Toby are going to get baptized. Yeah, it's awesome. In doing so, they're going to follow Jesus' example and do what he asked his followers to do. And no, a christening is not the same as baptism. There's a much bigger wave that hits when the boat hits the water. No, Toby, no one, where are you, Toby? Yep, no one's going to break a bottle over your head. Lachlan, we don't have a ramp for you to slide down. There is a church tradition, another church tradition, where you christen babies, and then there's another thing called a confirmation. And do anyone know what that confirmation means? You're confirming the christening. You're saying, so that is, for them, the equivalent of a baptism. But in the Baptist world, what are we doing and why are we doing it? So I'm going to talk, what's going to happen here is I'm going to talk for a very short time about baptism, and then Lachlan's going to come up, share about his why he wants to get baptized, and then some people are going to get in the water around here. That's I've just turned off spa mode. You might have heard that earlier. Sorry, guys, no bubbles unless you provide them. And the water is lovely and warm, and they're going to get baptized. If you want to, you'll be able to come up and gather around, but we'll also show it on the screen here. There'll be a chance to pray for them after that. And then we're going to sing a song, and then Toby, you'll be up next, but we'll sing a single on between so that Lachlan can go out, throw on some clothes and come around, he can be part of the next one. Yep, awesome. So that's the plan. In Jesus' time, there was a way for someone who was non-Jewish to convert. He, almost always he, would have to learn all the rules of Judaism. There's quite a lot of rules of Judaism. He'd have to be circumcised and have a ceremonial bath, which they called the proselyte baptism. And it signaled a new start, and also because they thought these outsiders, they were kind of nasty and unclean, it ceremonially washed them to clean them up. They needed to wash all that nasty non-Jewish stuff off them. Only there was this strange hairy guy, let's see if this is working, yep, strange hairy rough guy in the desert of Judea, name of John, who made it much simpler. He went round saying, things are going to change. The kingdom of God has come near, repent. And there was a stream of people going out to see them. And he gave them some really honest advice. He said things like, if you've got more food than you need, share it. If you've got two shirts, share with the ones who have none. Sounds simple, practical stuff, doesn't it? I mean, really appropriate for back there when people had nothing. It's not like it would have. He told people who worked in corrupt jobs to cut it out, to be honest, and to be content with what they had, to straighten their acts out. And that was a time when there was poverty for 99%. And, of course, things have changed now, haven't they? Actually, they're not bad words. If you've got more than you need, give it away to those who don't. If you've got more than enough food, use it to feed other people. Sorry, I've got sidetracked, or maybe main-tracked. If you were part of the crowd that John was talking to and you thought, yeah, I want to live that way, he'd get you to confess your sins, and then he would dunk you in the River Jordan. He would baptize them, which must have been really annoying for the local Jews, because their process to become an insider was much longer. It would have taken years. And here was John saying, well, confess your sins, live this way, dunk. And then along comes Jesus. Jesus, part of God's desire to draw nearer to this world. And he comes up to Jesus and John says, nah, mate, you don't need this. You should be baptizing me. And Jesus said, nah, let's do it this way. Jesus insisted, do it. God's work, putting things right, all these centuries, is coming together right now in this baptism. Quite a strong statement. A more traditional translation says, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Which is an interesting phrase. What's righteousness got about? It's about justice and rightness. It is what we would love to see happening in the Middle East right now. Justice and rightness. Not weapons flying in the air. Putting things right is what this translator called it. Now, theologians argue about what happens when Jesus gets baptized, but one thing that is happening that seems pretty clear to me is that Jesus isn't ever going to ask you to do something that he's not up for. He models it by doing it himself, so he gets baptized. And later on, he says to his followers, hey, look, get baptized and baptize others. But what I want us just to note is God's work in putting things to right. And in the light of this morning's events, that's even stronger than normal. History has progressed. Baptisms happen as for adults, followers of Jesus, when people say, yeah, I'm up for that. But what's that up for? Well, I found this week I had someone read me a definition of followers of Jesus. They said, disciples are people who participate in God's movement towards the world. I'll just read that again. Who participate in God's movement towards the world and who are empowered by the Holy Spirit to represent Christ in the process. Now, I know that's a bit technical. I just want you to notice God's movement towards the world. Our God cares about this place and wants it better. And the followers of Jesus are called to that. And when you're getting baptized, when Jesus talks about it, he says, this is right to fulfill righteousness. This is language for to make this place better because this is what God wants. And that is what the followers of Jesus are called to. And there's symbolism. There's a downward motion into the waters symbolizing a death to the old selfish ego that does what you want because you want it, because you want it. And an upwards movement coming out of the waters in a symbol of resurrection to new life, joining with God in a movement towards this world to make this world better. So, quick few words for Toby and Lachlan. First on, good on ya. Proud of you, actually. There is a cost to the decision you are making. It costs Jesus to join with God's movement towards the world. If you live your life just for yourself, it's, you know, you can always choose the easy road, the thing that you like. But if you're living to make this world a better place, if you're joining with God's movement, then there will be costs. There will be times when you'll really want something and you'll find you have two shirts and you'll be next to someone with none. And you have to choose. Are you going to move towards this earth the way God does? You may really like those two shirts, but one of them you might choose to give away. There is a cost, which we see played out in Jesus' death. It is more than worth the cost. But it's not without cost. Second thing to learn, you won't be alone. Baptism is also being baptized into a community, a whole bunch of other people who follow Jesus, and they too want to join with God in making this world better. Sometimes when the Bible talks about it, Paul talks about being adopted into a new family, and sometimes they talk about being grafted into a new tree. If you've got a garden with those, you know, weird trees that have pears on one side and apples on the other, that is a picture of church. I'm not sure if your pears, apples, or oranges, but you are welcome. And no matter what you face, both Jesus has faced it, but people around you probably have as well. There are people here who remember getting baptized at the same age that you are getting baptized. And they have lived for many years and they are for you. What's more, you're not alone because you are promised the Spirit of God who will be with you everywhere you go. And you will mess up and do stupid things. I'm sorry, it's not a fix-all for that. And you'll have to ask God for forgiveness and start anew. But never give up, because the other thing, other promise for you is that we will get there together. Not because we're the best thing ever, because our God is somewhat relentless in what God does. God will lead this earth to a better place, and you can be part of that. So I'd love to see you as part of that. The Bible suggests that in the end, all things will be renewed. And lastly, your God knows you better than your mum and dad, and actually better than you know yourself. And the road of following Jesus will bring you to tasks that only you can do. So do them with passion and exuberance. Suck the living daylights out of life as you move towards this earth, because you're loved, and that love includes you and others who are not like you. I did promise I wouldn't go on and on and on. So you've heard enough from me, haven't you? Lachlan, would you like to come and tell us why you want to get baptized? Unless, of course, I've argued it out of it. Did I mention this cost? Yeah, mate.
Hello? Oh, that is working.
You don't have to stand behind a thing. You've got notes.
I got notes. If I read them, that'll be tomorrow's decision. My decision to get baptized, well, I can tell you what, it's been a very long decision. For those of you who know me, my name's Lachlan. I've been going to this church for... since birth, basically, yeah, so like almost 16 years. And I'm sure all of you that have known me since birth, you know that I didn't enjoy coming here. I probably made a lot of a fuss and a lot of noise about it, and I was probably going, meh, 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 I don't want to be here. Let me go home. But here I am, 16 years later, 16 years smarter, I hope, choosing to be here each day, and not each day, every week. And it is one of the best decisions I've made of my life so far. And from that, I'd also like to say one of my favorite Bible verses. And it speaks to me because for a while I left and I didn't come back. I didn't actually think I'd end up coming back here. But as you can tell, I'm standing here before you again. And my favorite Bible verse is Matthew 7 to 6, which is, ask and you will receive, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. Everyone who asks will receive, everyone who searches will find, and the door will be open for everyone who knocks. And that speaks to me, as I said, because I'm coming back in, and I'm knocking, and the door's been opened.
Thank you very much. Okay, so now's the time, if you are involved in the baptism, it's time to get wet, and if you're not involved in the baptism but would like to come close, now's a good time for that. You can get out of your seats, come up and gather around. There'll be an opportunity to pray for Lachlan after he's been dunked.
You want to go forward?
I'll go forward.
Okay, so.
Kia ora, Lachlan. It's a great pleasure to be back here and to baptise you this morning. And we've got a few questions that we're going to ask you. And hopefully, who's going to say yes to these. So, Lachlan, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from and do intend to... do you turn from and do intend to follow Christ?
I will.
Will you be a faithful follower of Jesus, obeying his word and showing his love?
I do. I will.
We have heard of your repentance and faith, and we now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. So, Lachlan, we're here this morning to baptise you, and it's actually quite funny that you mentioned your age, because I was 15 when I first met you, well, when I first started teaching you, when I was a kids' church leader back in the day, and he was, I believe, 8 years old. He was this little wriggly kid who I could never get to sit still, and I had no idea how I was going to teach him anything, because it was very much a case of the blind leading the blind. But I look at you now as a young man of God, and I reflect and I think, wow, what an amazing journey you've had to have gone and met so many people and put yourself out there in so many places and just consistently come along to church and followed alongside Jesus. And so when I was praying for you this morning, I got a verse in Matthew, which is kind of funny as well, because you also had a verse in Matthew. When I think of you, Lachlan, I think of Peter, and I think of his willingness to just step into what Jesus had for him. And he didn't ask any questions along the way. He just was like, yep, I'm all in. You sound like you know what you're talking about. And you, Lachlan, are the type of person that will just put yourself 100% into everything that you do. And I know that going forward, you're going to put 100% of yourself into your walk with Jesus. So, as Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting their net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come and follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and they followed him. And so I pray that over your life, Lachlan. I pray that when God asks you to move, you don't hesitate, and that you step into what he has for you. And Father, I can see so many blessings because of the willingness and the heart that Lachlan has to just listen to your ear and to move. So God, I pray that in moments of doubt or moments that he is unsure, Lord, that you will just draw him back to that picture of Peter, that willingness that he has to just do what you ask him to and to follow. Father, thank you for the young man of God that you've created. And Lord, I just pray for your spirit to just be on him and just anointing him in this moment, Lord.
Hello, Lachlan. I first want to say how much of a real privilege it is to be able to be here and baptize you. Over the past few years leading you, it's been an incredible journey watching you grow and watching you just become a man you are today. And it's going to be such a privilege to continue watching it as you keep growing into such an amazing leader. I remember specifically last year, I think it was Extend, Thank you. You kept talking about how you can't wait till you're a leader. And that was really funny to me because you're year 11. I was like, oh gosh, it's so far away. But holy moly, he's a good leader already. And even from then, just up until now at Easter Camp and at Youth Group, you've been continuing to show those skills, those abilities that God has really given to you. And it's just a privilege to be here to look at you giving yourself to God today, giving into that and really just going, yeah, I want to pursue this.
sorry, I'm a little bit sick.
I'm not sure if you know, but yesterday we hit our 100 streak on Snapchat. Cool. That was something I thought was really cool. I'd like to point out as well, is you're an incredible youth, an incredible leader, but most importantly, you're an amazing friend. You're such a good friend to those that are around you. You're so compassionate, and you're always thinking about others and what you do. And so I want to pray over you today, and I want to thank you for really giving into what God's put on your life. And I just pray that as you've been baptized today, that you can continue on fresh with the Holy Spirit. That God takes hold of your life even stronger than he has before. That you become a great leader in his name. You continue to show his compassion for you. Amen.
I love you, man.
It's still good? Yep.
Sorry, son.
Proud of you, son. There's a passage in the Bible that talks about how a whole lot of athletes enter a race, but only one gets the prize. And I was thinking about you and your rowing, but you've learned a whole lot of things along the way, like discipline and like getting to training and listening to your coaches and all that. And so that verse goes on, talks about now you're in a new race. And so now you've got some more things to learn from your leaders and choose some teammates wisely and look after the novices when they come along.
Yeah, Lockie. Great to see you being dunked there today, bud. Yeah, when Steve shared you being baptized today, I was just seeking the Lord for a word. And there's a beautiful scriptures in the book of Numbers, and Moses sends out the scouts, the 12 scouts, and God showed me that you are not like those 10 that came back with the common story. You're one of the other two. Joshua and Caleb came back with a different story, and God's going to use you to bring different stories into this world, words and of encouragement, words of challenge, words that will be different to what other people are speaking around you. So be encouraged, be challenged, but know that God is with you. And he will provide insights that are good at the right time and the right place. Just be ready to step out in your faith. God bless.
Yeah, I've never been someone of faith ever, but what I do believe in is Lachlan. Like, he has been my best friend forever, and he's been the one who stood there through worst me and best me and me of dumb decisions, good decisions, and worst ones. Yeah, no, but that's the thing, is you're one of the few who can bring a great big smile to my face when the whole world's crumbling around me, and I am so glad that I can have someone's as amazing as you to be a block away, be a call away, a text away, and even though you send me tulips, you're supposed to have tulips and some weird things I never understand, you are still the most amazing man I've ever met in my entire life. So just thank you so much for being there for 16 years for me, man. You're amazing.
Lachlan. Yeah, having grown up with you through school, through Sunday school,
Impact in our youth, and as a leader as well at Impact. It's been a real blessing. We've had some interesting conversations, good and bad. But I always get something out of it whenever I talk to you. Yeah. And I'm just really pleased, and Hashem is pleased, that you've decided to take this extra step, that you're willing to fully embrace Him in everything you do. And I pray that you continue to do that.
Yeah, man, it's just been so good to see you come through youth and just now into Impact as well. I've got a couple of verses here for you. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, and Jesus Christ our Lord. Make every effort to keep in the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. Just really want to encourage you. You're such an amazing young leader, seeing you grow, and like just your faith and passion for Christ is just really beautiful to see. And that is just something that I really want to encourage you on. And I know you're going to grow in that so much. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Hey, Lachlan. Bro, it's so awesome getting to see you get baptized. And I remember when you first told me that you wanted to get baptized, you were so excited. You like took me to the side and like, hey, Patty, I want to get baptized. And I was like, heck yeah. And then you were so excited and you just wanted to tell everybody. And that's something that God's really blessed you with, this like excitement and energy for God, and to show the world who He is and His love. And from Easter camp as well, you came back and your like highlight and the thing you keep talking about is how many friends you made. Like, you met so many random people, and that is so awesome. And it's so, such a gift that you just find people so interested and that you value that so much. And God's really going to use that and use, just like Karen's verse, like, you're going to be a fisher for men. God's really going to bless you through that. And just keep holding on to that and don't let that change.
G'day, Lachlan. I've known you for who knows how long. Wee while. And you've just always been such a good friend. While we were at 180 and Impact, I've just seen how much you've grown with me as well. And I just love it that we can both get baptized on the same day and just have that throughout our entire life. And yeah, just thank you so much for being such a good friend.
Sweet. If anyone else has anything they want to write down, or the ones who have said something, a verse or something, there's a book on the table around the corner, so go write it down. Yeah. Sweet.
Fantastic. So now we'll cut the camera so that you can get out of the pool without being too wet, and we're going to sing another song. So back, and then you have a chance to come back. And